Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. From 1919, there was an event seen at the time as important. It was the opening of the Wenatchee Beebe Orchard Suspension Bridge over the Columbia River at Chelan Station. It was the first suspension bridge over the Columbia, and also the first suspension bridge in the state, and the only bridge between Wenatchee and Brewster. It was also the largest privately built and owned bridge in the world. The bridge was built to connect the Beebe Orchard and the railroad station at Chelan Station. In 1920, a 12-foot roadway was laid on the span between the water lines to transport fruit and enable highway travel. With a total length of 1,186 feet, the main span measured 633 feet. 100,000 feet of lumber were used in building that span. The two reinforced concrete piers were 100 feet high, strong enough to carry a load of 10,000 pounds. The span carried two 12-inch water lines transporting spring water across the Columbia to the orchard on the Douglas County side. It was privately owned solely by the Wenatchee Beebe Orchard Company. Consequently, everyone other than Beebe residents and orchard employees had to pay a toll to cross one car at a time on that narrow bridge. Charging tolls helped the company recoup some of the costs of building the bridge. The bridge survived the widespread 1948 flood. The deck of the bridge was covered with mud and debris, and the western approach to the bridge at Chelan Falls suffered some damage, so the bridge was closed temporarily, allowing foot traffic only. The grand opening ceremonies took place on October 10, 1919. All the Lake Chelan region will take a holiday next week to celebrate opening of that first suspension bridge across the Columbia River, said the Chelan News leader. The celebrations included a picnic and barbecue, speeches, sports, music, and a stunt flying exhibition. The Beebe Orchard owned 1,000 acres along the Douglas County side of the Columbia, with 400 acres bearing fruit in 1917 and 11,000 boxes of fruit shipped. In 1918, 15,000 boxes were shipped. Of the 400 acres, 360 was planted in apples, 40 in soft fruit. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.